Hey everybody, welcome back to the premium podcast thing that we do. You pay money for. we are here in Christian's lovely podcast studios here in Tampa, Florida.
My office.
Yep, your office. Can you speak up?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, great. I know this is your first time doing a podcast. I want to make sure you're practically whispering into it.
I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. And speaking of first-timers, this is an all-time first ever in Report This Post history. We have not just a guest, but an in-studio guest.
Wow.
Yes. In person. He's sitting directly across from you.
That's correct. I see him. I see him with my own eyes.
Wow, lucky you. And now if I crane my face over here, I can see it as well. Very good. So let me introduce this guy.
Okay.
It's a guy that we found. I mean,
we're at the bus stop. And yeah. Blunderbuss. Hey, you want to come over and just do a podcast for anywhere between 1 to 2 hours?
And yep. And then
after I said, do you have eggs?
I do. I have lots of eggs.
Thank God.
He's a guy that I've known for a long time. What's it, about 9 years now, something like that?
Too long.
Yeah, a little too long. Yeah. We'll go into why I know him and why he's here. I don't know if we'll ever answer that question exactly, but the first part we can answer. His name is Charlie.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I'm Charlie.
All right, tone it down a little bit. You're a little too excited for this crew and what our listeners are used to. So, Charlie, you're here now.
Yeah.
Why?
Probably because of my acrobatics.
Okay.
I would assume.
It's not a video. Podcast. Should have explained that.
Well, that was your first mistake.
Yeah.
Well, my second answer would be proximity.
That's true. Yeah.
My girlfriend lives behind the farmer's market, which is just across from.
Yes. You walked the other here.
Street. I did.
Which no one's ever walked to a podcast recording before.
He came in. He's like, I saw Charlie walking, and I guess I could have stopped and picked him up.
Nah, but, forget it.
I was on a phone call.
Okay. So you were busy.
Yeah. It was one
of
those. You were
practicing your pipes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now you got a good 17 minutes left out of these things. Because I'm a large mammal and breathing and talking at the same time is tough.
So you're one of our larger friends, I would say. Mm-hmm. You're always been a big imposing guy.
Yeah.
Terrifying. You're 5'6", I think. Extremely tall height.
Towering over us, yes.
But my kneecaps are very thick.
Yeah. So... Now, we met when we were working together at a brewery 9 years ago.
Yes.
And since then, we've had many expeditions and explorations and a bunch of dumb drunk shit all over the place.
Yeah, very much so. We actually met, I think, a couple of months before we worked together at the place we ended up working together.
Oh, at
the festival,
the beer event,
the beer event. So pretty much the same thing, just not coworkers at that particular time.
Little did we know,
then grew into a hatred the likes of which no other.
Yeah, and we've been. How many hours have we hung out that we could recall? Would you say?
It's
funny about just drinking all the time with friends as I've done, as mm-hmm. we is kind of just part and parcel of our business is who knows how many memories you have that are actually good that you don't remember.
Yeah.
It's impossible to tell.
It's pretty much as one goes in, one goes out for me now. I would imagine if you just added up all the seconds over the years, it would probably be a fortnight a year thereabouts.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Somewhere in there.
That's 2 weeks. Right.
That is 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I think that's probably, if you add them all together, and that's...
As the crow flies, if you put them all together.
Yeah. 2015 was a good year, because that was probably about 3 days worth.
But yeah, every I think other so. Year. That was the year, yeah.
There have been years where there was more, but yeah. Yeah, I think
that was the year you were your healthiest too, which is probably not a coincidence.
Yeah.
Was that the one?
Maybe somewhere in there, 2012, 2015.
Okay.
I don't know. They all kind of run together. This whole getting paid to drink thing muddles the whole situation.
Yeah. Muddles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tough muddler. I did have a thought on the way over here. Have you ever heard anyone say to another person, nice haircut, and meant it?
No.
Okay, cool. No. I did before that one left my head because something else came in. I wanted to get that. Because I think every time you've ever heard somebody say that, it's just a mean phrase.
Yeah, it's generally nice blank. People don't really do it very often. I don't know. Yeah. You would think it would be not nice blank because that's more accurate for what they mean. But apparently some people use sarcasm.
Yeah.
Don't know anything about that, do you? Hmm.
Which is interesting. Something I just read about online the other day.
Yeah. What was that on Bombs World? E-Bombs World? Did you read that on?
No, Bombs World was before it went online. Oh, before it became,
it was like a farmer's almanac with pictures of whales crushing tourists.
Christian, now you, your haircut. It looks good, right?
Thanks. I'm glad you noticed.
It is.
I've also been using Sun-In, which has turned my hair a Sun-In.
Sun-In.
Now, see, you're not a blonde fella.
Oh, right.
So you put this stuff in your hair. It's like lemon juice. You like spray it in, and then it lightens in the sun. And I used it to the point now that my hair is like a bronze color, not blonde. Noticeably different. So when I went back to work, everybody was like, question me about it. A lot of nice haircut comments.
Yeah.
Of that style.
I think so, yeah.
Do you not have a problem with aphids with the lemon juice?
No. No. And also no scurvy either, so we're all set on that one.
Yeah, that goes without saying. Yeah, you're a little more mop top than usual. It feels a little more shaggy.
I'm letting it grow out, I think.
And the beard's going a little bit. I mean, it's the weather. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's the coldest day of the year. It was yesterday or today?
Overnight? What was it? 34?
Yeah, we're in sunny Florida, ladies and gentlemen. That's wild.
Yeah, there's a iguanas falling from trees.
Yeah,
it's a whole thing. You could only know about it if you opened your eyes and heard people saying it nonstop all day.
Yeah, a great Florida thing was people talking about iguanas falling from trees. Yeah. I never see them in trees. I guess because they stay up there. They usually don't fall out.
Are there iguanas here in town?
This is more of a South Florida.
Yeah, I was going to say probably more southern. Okay.
But who knows? I don't know. They might be up there just waiting to
make their move. Hey, free iguana, right?
There might be sloths up there. I'm not looking up in the trees. Yeah, it's not my business.
I look down at the ground because I'm just trying to figure out where I'm going.
Yep. Ain't that life.
Yeah.
Boy.
I did see a warning that if you do see an iguana on the ground, make sure it's dead before you take it to sell the meat.
Okay.
That was a thing that came out today. I don't know what kind of just vile cretins are roaming around South Florida is collecting sleeping iguanas and skinning them alive.
I mean, here in town, if you put anything out by the curb, I think we talked about this before, it will be gone within no matter what it is.
I think I feel like that's good advice for any animal you find on the ground.
Make sure it's dead before you harvest its flesh.
Seems like, I don't know why iguanas have to be special.
Yeah, that's maybe not with cats. Never mind.
I'm not sure what that means exactly. We'll get into that later. But let's go more into some of our history because I wanted to. I was hoping that you would remember some of the dumber shit that we've done. Over the years.
Yeah, driving to Michigan. That was a bad idea.
We drove to Michigan from Florida once.
Was that for a festival?
Brewery I used to work for, Founders, up in Grand Rapids. About that time, AirTran went out of business, and AirTran was the way you would get flights from Tampa to Grand Rapids, and then it went from a $140 flight to a $450 flight.
Holy shit.
I was like, I'm just going to drive because they would give you 48 hours. You can hit a lot more breweries on the ground than you can in the air.
Sure,
So that's took a 2002 RAV4 all across this great land of ours doing that.
Lewis Clark and Zach.
Yeah.
we brought a guy named Zach along with us.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He looks like you turned his head upside down because he's got a big beard and no hair.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Looks good. He's good. It's a good look.
So he loves titties and pussies.
Is that his
discovered
thing?
From him. That's what he tells you over and over again.
Yeah.
So that's inexplicably. That's his motto?
Yeah.
Apparently.
If you question a couple of aspects about his life, that was his answer.
I love titties. I love pussy.
Yeah.
Now he worked with you guys too, or is he just a...
He did.
He worked for a distributor for the brewery that I worked for.
He worked at the brewery that we both worked at, but like right before we got there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, sort of. And then he,
yeah,
he's a CPA, but he went to the beer business because he doesn't like to make money.
Yeah,
I guess. And then,
but he loves titties and pussies.
Yeah. Loves. Hates money, loves titties and pussies.
And you couldn't put an and or there. It had to be both. It's,
yeah.
And there was
no days off from either one of them.
Yeah. No, not one iota.
Yeah. So, yeah, we took this road trip up there.
Hit a torrential downpour somewhere in Indiana.
Yeah. Like the biblical wild rain that I've never seen in my life.
Horrible thunderstorm. 18-wheelers still doing 75 miles an hour.
Sure.
It was great.
I literally remember texting my wife like, I don't know if this is gonna go well, because like Charlie's like browsing Facebook as he's driving the whole time too, like
I was trying to find the Doppler. It's apparently not on that app.
Well, it turns out it was raining.
Yeah,
so I don't know what you needed to know.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make sure that the tumbleweeds that I saw were going to stop. I didn't know if that was part of the forecast.
God,
they got those in Indiana.
Oh, and also the worst roads in America. Yeah. In Indiana, I found out on that road trip. You'd go from like, Kentucky into Indiana?
It's Kentucky into Indiana.
But like Kentucky roads felt like we're in a country club roads.
And then the roads they have. Cobblestones.
Yeah.
As soon as you get to the home state of Fuzzy Zeller, everything just starts falling apart.
Yeah.
Those roads taken care of by our wonderful vice president.
Yeah. weren't on top of his agenda at the time, unless he could fill the holes with like gay people.
Was the only reason I didn't vote for that administration was because I've had to drive on I-65 through Indiana a lot. That's pretty much the reason.
Yep.
No other reason. That was the reason.
No other red flags there.
This guy can't keep the roads going in Indiana.
If he can't do that, how's he supposed to be vice president, the most worthless role in America? Now, we went to the big festival, and I remember specifically this guy, Eric, who I wound up working with later, and you were working with? He was a distributor.
Yeah, we kind of, he was working with the distributor. There was, before Eric, the night before, there's this fun game that we decided we'd figure out at this pinball bar.
Where, oh, right.
Because if you're at a pinball bar, you have a plethora of quarters at all times. Yeah. So you just start throwing quarters in people's drinks.
Sure. Yeah,
And Geiger, with his way of accelerating things, just start throwing the quarters from across the room. So people were just having glasses shatter in their
hands. I remember shattering someone's pint in their hand. And like it didn't like shatter like in the movie. It just like big crack in it, and it was pouring out. And I was like, all right, let me take care of that. And I was like, but how do I? So I put it at the bar, and then I was like, broken glass. Don't know what to tell you. So they gave me another pint, and I brought it back to the guy. And then I threw a quarter at it again, and it broke again. And I was like, well, I can't go back now. I just put it in the bathroom.
Broken glass.
I just put the pint of leaking beer in the bathroom.
Yeah, I think we got several dozens of dollars worth of quarters to play video games, and most of them just ended up in pints and on the floor and in various places that weren't pinball machines.
Yeah.
Every time I go there, I try and dress way differently now at that bar, because that was
my association.
Yeah, my name is Mud in Grand Rapids locations.
God damn.
And the next day at the fest, this ties into that, is that story was being bandied about.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if you remember this part, but we were throwing quarters and cups and stuff. And you drank several quarters.
Yeah.
You became a pinball machine yourself. And people started pulling your various knobs and levers and tilting you and all that.
Yeah,
did those ever pass?
Yeah, they actually came out as pennies. It's weird. Several hundred pennies.
Anybody got any change? Yeah, give me like 48 hours. Hold on a second.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to not want to deal with it, but it's there. Yeah, I remember. I don't remember drinking them. I do remember one distinct episode of almost choking on one. that sobered you up real good.
Yep.
And then then we just went to another place after that and did more.
Sure, we did
dumb things.
Can't you know? I do remember my phone died at some point, and I was lost from you guys, and I didn't have a car or anything. I don't remember how anyone found me.
Yeah, I don't know either.
As far as the festival, like in.
Yeah, the fest was wrapping up. People were, you know, spilling out. Drunk people, fucking galore, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And how many people were at that fest, do you remember?
They usually hit somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 people. They good shut size. Down a street, two streets in Grand Rapids for it.
Wow.
It was a big music festival, plus yeah. lots of beer. There was also a contest to see who could drink the most of the session IPA that day.
Yeah, so the guy, Eric, I brought him up. He drank 25 cans of the beer in a couple hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that was the record, right? 25?
Yeah, the record was 23, and I don't know how many. I was trying to, but obviously I was full off change.
Yeah. we couldn't even hear anyone talk over the rattling in his belly.
I was trying to do a cartwheel at one point, but I was weighed down too much. It was just like Weebles wobble, and they don't fall down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember the one thing that sticks out clearly was I woke up the next morning to a Facebook post from Eric's girlfriend saying, if anyone has seen my boyfriend, I would love for you to tell him that I'm worried about him. The last thing that he sent me was this picture, and it was a picture of the bottom third of the hotel buttons in the elevator. And it's like I need to find a closet to pee in was the last thing. And then he just went missing.
Oh.
And he's
find a closet.
He's still alive. I mean, I don't know what happened that day.
No.
I never asked him.
It's important to keep the myth.
Yeah, it's better that way. Yeah.
25 IPAs?
Yeah, it's 4.7%. So it's only,
okay.
It's like drinking 1.5 buds. So it's 36 IPAs. Yeah, something around there.
Does that math make sense?
Sure.
Great. It's a lot for 4 hours?
I think it was
more than that.
Seven or eight. I don't know.
That's still.
Well, also keep in mind, he was also drinking God knows what else. So let's not forget that.
Listen, time flies when you're horking down quarters, you know. Who am I to, I'm not the guy to ask. Should probably call HR up there.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the next morning feeling very, very sad, very upset, very not happy.
Then driving straight back to Tampa from Michigan. Did that. That was a...
Well, you dropped me off at the airport with your
that's
boss
right.
you
at
flew
the time,
back, right?
who I pissed off a lot. I don't remember.
Yeah.
What's her face?
Her name is Lauren.
Okay.
I'm sure she definitely doesn't listen.
No. Well, yeah, I really didn't remember her name, so... Yeah, I don't mind saying the full name, address, whatever, you know, where she works now.
Yeah.
So, the thing about me, and as a lot of you listeners don't know, as loyal fans, is that some people don't cotton to old Geiger in person.
No.
One might consider your attitude towards certain people incendiary.
Yeah.
Well, and probably my biggest problem is that when I discover that in someone, I push it even further.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Because it's funny.
Yeah. And I agree.
It was pretty obvious from the get-go that she was not a big fan of me. Yeah. And that just made the weekend that much more fun, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because she's a little bristly as well.
Yeah.
But not self-aware of it. So it's
it's
a good combination.
Yeah.
It's like throwing Mentos in a Diet Coke.
Yeah, it's oil and water.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, we were on the way to the airport, and she just said some cutesy little thing, and I just said, like, shut the fuck up. Like, something like that. Just something along those lines. And, like, everyone in the car is laughing, and she is just, like, gripping the steering wheel. Just like, what is this fucking guy's thing?
It's sort of like whenever there's a lull in a group of us, and you just... kind of blurred out, can we just stop talking about my pussy? And it just
I don't know if I've ever said that before. Usually I want to ramp it up a little bit. Well, that's why I started the podcast, was for pussy talk.
Yeah,
that's right.
And titties and just pussy, yeah.
Guys being dudes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Pretty pretty much it.
Speaking of driving across the country, was it that trip that spurred your love for doing that? A couple years later, you then did it with our old friend Zach.
Yeah.
To a couple of other states.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
over 14 months. Yeah, that I don't know. There's a lot of reasons for that. I think growing up, my parents would only take us to Daytona and Gatlinburg.
You're from Georgia.
Northwest Georgia, mm-hmm. By God.
The
home of Sterling Holloway, the voice of Winnie the Pooh, if you weren't. and Ka from the Jungle Book. And if you didn't know that, it's probably because you're not from Cedartown.
Yeah.
He's got a
memorable voice.
He does. It's just a defeated old man voice. he's been doing that for years, but he's been dead for 15.
Yeah.
God.
Cedartown finally got to him, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, if you're going to have someone do a voice that's defeated, I think someone from Cedartown's a pretty good place to start.
That's why I had to leave, because I'm so upbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah, growing up, we always just went to the same two places. So I always had sort of a wanderlust. And then when you get in the beer business, you're like, oh, yeah, there's like all these breweries across the country. So I just kind of framed it against having a beer in every state and did it in 14 months. And so there's a lot of stuff out there that's empty.
Yeah. A lot of stretches.
A lot of just driving. Nothing. You like driving.
I do. I enjoy it. I've done it. I've driven to California 3 or 4 times since then. Driven to Phoenix with a whole bunch of fruit in the back of the car several times for beers that we've done with a couple of friends out that way. Now it's like how many states did I have a beer in this year? So I don't think I've done less than 19 since then.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. It's fun. I do remember driving through South Dakota, and it was right when it was 2015, it was right when the 2016 election was starting to ramp up.
Good time to explore this great country of ours. Yeah. See the
I think there was 172 Republicans running for president at that time, and I listen to a lot of conservative talk radio, not because I'm on one side or the other. It's just any type of political fervent radio keeps me awake.
Sure,
yeah. You know? I would rather listen to something that doesn't make me angry, but you know, if you're going on your 17th hour, you need to angry up the old blood.
It's true.
And remember, there was a lot of talk of immigration. I'm like driving through South Dakota. It's like there's plenty of room. I'm like, what are we worried about? Like, we just dump them all right here. Like, there's nothing here. North Dakota. It's completely barren.
Yeah, South Dakota, especially as far as immigration fears go, have to be like, even if you hate Canada, you're still protected by North Dakota.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, 100%. South Dakota is protected by is it Nebraska?
Yeah, sure.
A whole lot of more.
Might as well be.
We're not great on geography. So.
Yeah, the Mexicans won't make it through the cornfields up there. Like, they'll just get lost. Who knows how many corpses are in the cornfields?
There's probably a number out there as to how many folks pass away because of cornfield deaths per year.
So, South Dakota, and then you went through Idaho and then Oregon.
The whole
thing? You did like a loop-de-loop or something?
Yeah, I did everything west of the Mississippi. Actually, I did Alaska, flew to Orlando, drove from Orlando, and did everything west of the Mississippi, and then ended up in Grand Rapids, and then back in Tampa over the course of 24 days.
Goddamn.
And there were some stretches on there that were I look back at now, I was like, what a moron.
Yeah,
I woke up one morning and it was 6:45. Jumped on a plane in LA to Hawaii. Spent 9 hours there. Had a couple of beers, some brunch. Hiked up 2 mountains. Went to Pearl Harbor. Didn't pack any clothes, so we went to Walmart and bought new clothes. And then left the dirty, soaking wet clothing in the parking deck, because you have to have a parking deck for the Walmart.
Oh, okay.
And Zach had my car in San Diego. Flew back, took the red eye, landed in Ontario, California, jumped in the car, drove to Vegas, had a beer. That's it in Vegas. Didn't even look at the strip. Don't care. Drove to Buckeye, Arizona and met a fireman friend of mine that couldn't drink. So we just sat there and stared at each other out in the desert. And then went to Phoenix, had a couple beers there, got a 4x4 at In-N-Out, drove up to the mountains, almost hit an elk twice, got a speeding ticket via camera somehow. I don't even know how that works. And then got a hotel room at 3 o'clock in the morning and found out that the Painted Desert was right next to us. So instead of sleeping till 8, we slept till 6 and started again. And that was a 48-hour stretch.
Holy shit. Ooh. So yeah. did you plan it? Like, did you have certain points you wanted? Like, you were
going to hit? Yeah, we had cities, and we kind of planned it out about 2 months out. But, like, certain cities, like, if we knew we had 24 hours somewhere, we were just like, all right, we're in Portland. We'll figure out Portland, or we'll figure out L.A., or figure out San Francisco. Like, we kind of had, like, there were these high points that we had to hit, but
sure.
But there was a lot of time, like, I just pull over and just look at the world's biggest ball of yarn, you know, or like we stopped in Moab, Utah, and didn't even mean to stop in Moab. And it's like, just won't sleep tonight. We'll go hiking for 3 hours through the devil's den and whatnot. And then came out and then didn't sleep that night. Just drove to Denver instead.
Okay.
People used to have to like just walk everywhere in the country. They somehow kept going.
It's kind of crazy. Like if you think about the people that like the settlers and whatnot, it's like just to see the difference in the change of country. If you're seeing it the first time, because there's a stretch from Amarillo, Texas to Northern Arizona that it doesn't make any sense. Because you go from like brown and you end up in multicolored mountains that are like various layerings. It's like one of those sand sculptures. Like when you're walking through that, you know, 300 years ago, it's like, what in the blue hell's going on over here?
Yeah, I had like discovering like Yosemite the first time or Mount Rushmore seeing that for the first time. That had to be right, wild. Okay.
All right. Yeah. I was like, who's the one guy in the middle? I get the first three, but who's the guy with the glasses?
Yeah. What are glasses?
Just wait.
How do you get the rest of his hair off his face and just have the mustache? What is that called? We'll call it a mustache.
Yeah.
I knew a French guy one time that called it that.
So, and since then, you've, where have we traveled besides
Michigan? Atlanta.
Okay. So,
Miami.
The Jewel of the South.
The Jewel of the South. They, there's, that's where the players play.
What? Atlanta?
Yeah.
Where the players play. Is that a Braves thing?
No, it's a Ludacris song.
Yeah. Oh, right. Like a Dungeon Family thing.
So. Yeah.
A what?
Dungeon Family?
Dungeon Family.
That's like a group of Southern rappers based out of Atlanta, Outkast,
okay,
CeeLo Green.
I've heard of these guys. Never heard of Dungeon Family before.
I'm also in a Magic the Gathering group called the Dungeon Family, but it's a whole different thing.
Same guys.
Andre 3000 is really passionate about his land deck that he has.
If you've ever wanted to check the box for a 38-year-old black guy with a retainer, that's the way to go.
What do you mean check a box? What are you doing with this guy?
You know, if you have like these random things you'd have to see before you die.
Oh. You didn't like fuck him. It's not. No, that's what I was. Just a notch on the bedpost.
I don't know. We had a lot of mulled wine that night, you know, because we were playing The Gathering, Magic the Gathering. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one thing led to another, and then I left.
Yeah. I feel like didn't we fly anywhere together?
You flew to Chicago last year when I went to Oklahoma.
It was a good time. No. Oh.
Yeah, no.
Well, that's like, where you split because you went with Mike, right?
Yeah.
Went with Mike, who I guess we can talk about that, is a business associate of yours.
Yeah, yeah.
Technically a friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the time being.
Yeah. Yeah.
Professionally.
Yeah, yeah, until the shit gets real.
Yeah. You guys are opening up a brewery together.
We are. Yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah, well.
you can't prove that at all.
Yeah.
Other than a couple of scant things out there. There's
a couple big dirt piles outside the building, which I'm assuming means progress.
Yeah, yeah. It means, you know, there's some things they found that need to be fixed. Yeah. It's always pretty cool.
Yeah, each pile of dirt represents how much money exactly?
More than I've ever actually made.
Yeah.
Holy Lord. Yeah,
folks, don't open up a brewery. That's what we're getting at here.
It's a whole lot of fun if you're into sticking things into your eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole like, hey, I get to drink free brews with my bros, and you know, unless you're just like some asshole with money, then yeah, go for it.
Yeah,
which is what most brewery owners are, I would say, right?
Yeah, 100%. Well, no, they're all
100% stuff, but it's up there.
The bad breweries are like that. The good breweries, not that way.
Generally not. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, if you want to do the whole free beer thing, you can just be nice to everyone and not open a brewery, and that tends to work out pretty well too. Yeah.
Or, well, even in my case, you don't even have to be nice.
Yeah,
to
just leave.
Yeah, that's my tip.
It's like, oh, that's Geiger. We don't have to take a card. Sorry, it's the whole thing. We have to take a card, and then that's their first mistake.
Yeah.
The second one is not chasing after you.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen you run. I assume you're not fleet of foot.
I scurry. I can scurry.
Yeah, don't we all?
I've tipped in bread before, which is a legendary story on the show. Yeah, when I was in my bread phase.
That's a good bread.
Yeah.
That was my argument. People were upset, but it was... It's a hearty snack.
Yeah.
Just like me.
Now we're getting back into that Magic the Card Gathering thing.
So, Magic the Card Gathering? Is that what they're gathering? Or is it cards? Yeah. I guess that's right.
That's actually a thing that Magic Johnson sets up. Okay. It's a whole thing.
So the brewery, we're opening up hopefully next couple months.
Yep.
Is the plan.
Yep. That's it's
Do you want to say the name of it?
Yeah, Magnanimous Brewing.
Magnanimous Brewing.
Yeah. Or if you are a guy that's very drunk in Meadville, Pennsylvania, it's Magnum Anus.
Magnum Anus. Nice. There's a t-shirt design.
Yeah.
I got drunk at Magnum Anus.
Yeah.
There's got to be a weekend that's coming up in Tampa where that would make a lot of sense.
When is Pride?
Micro marketing is the wave of the future, I hear. So we got to find these particular spots. Just set up shop outside.
What is micro marketing?
Things you figure out little niches to do. I may have just made that up.
we're both in marketing. I've never heard that term.
All right. I like it though.
We
like
could just
idea.
Be bad at our jobs.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Like you only market to people that live over in the old Hampton neighborhood behind Hampton Station over there. Like,
okay.
Probably people that hate geese. You can probably give them anti-geese shirts because they're always out there.
That's a joke that works for not even everyone in this room, let alone the people listening to this podcast.
I like what he's talking about.
I get what you're saying.
I like to stay ahead of my time. If you say nonsense pretty much nonstop, eventually
you'll make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's like a slogan. That's micro marketing right there.
Especially if you eat a bunch of quarters, you'll make sense eventually.
All right, well, we're going to get going on that note. And then I think Charlie will join us next week as well.
I hope.
Bye.